I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial, and on today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, we will be discussing NVE. Before we get started, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Simply sign up today and get complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much more instantly. We are making quite a few changes for the community. If you have any questions, email me at david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. I'll make sure to take care of any and all concerns you may have. Simply go to www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links below. We hope to see you in the community very, very soon. Now, let's get started with today's episode. Envy has become somewhat normal in today's society. You see it all over, and I literally mean all over. Social media, any platform you go to, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok now, I mean, you name it. Envy is there, and it's almost like it's normal. Commercials, wishing somebody had the nicer car, wishing you can go on these vacations, wishing or envying that you could be this other person. Movies, oh my God, it always seems to be the plot of every movie. Somebody envies someone else, they try to do whatever, and I say whatever it takes to get what they have or be who they are. They are. It's literally everywhere. It seems to be so normal to envy somebody nowadays. And it goes without saying, people are labeling envy as admiration. But please understand, these things are very different. Envy is the jealous desire, lack energy of the ego. If you're envious of someone, you have a lack program that is being activated, and if you envy someone or something, you believe that they have something more than what you do. You believe you have less. This is what drives you into that lack energy, and you want to be like somebody, or you want to have the things that they have or do what they do, because you feel that you don't have that. You feel like you have less. That lack energy is very, very strong when you envy someone. That energy is your thoughts thinking that the things that you desire is because it's more than what you have or more than what you believe you deserve. Envy is a program that is used very often in social media. This is why certain people follow certain accounts, even though they don't like the person, they envy them. They want to watch their moves. They want to see what they do. They definitely want to see this person have a downfall. It's weird because they envy them and they want to be in their situations. They want to have what they have, but they want to see these people fail. This happens, unfortunately, a lot with friends and family members. When they look at what you have, what you do, and how some people, in many cases, went the route that is less taken in a family or a friend or a tribe setting. You did something very different and you achieved something that they didn't. Now you live a lifestyle that they don't. You do things that they don't get to do, and they envy you. They would love to be in your position, but they would also love to see your downfall. This is something that is all over the place, and this is unfortunately happening with a bunch of people that you don't even know. Social media has made it for random strangers and people who do not know you besides the things that you post. They want to be you or they want to see you fall. And most of the time, it's both of them in the same thing. When people see you on social media or out doing something that they can't do or they won't do, they envy you is because they want to recreate what you have but can't. And this is the problem. Instead of creating their own and becoming their own, they want to sit from the sidelines and envy what you do. the lack of what they have is the reason why they envy you. You can't envy someone if you don't believe that they have or are better than you. The feeling of having less is the underlying feeling that causes people to become envious. Lack. The lack energy is the underlining cause. It's a very ugly energy, and it can consume you very fast if you're not aware of it. Very fast. And I've seen people go down a rabbit hole and really try to do whatever it takes to become that person that they are idolizing and that they're envying, just to see that they're recreating something that isn't them. They're not creating their own path. It's wild, because the thing is, if they spent the same amount of energy building and creating their own instead of envying someone else, they would actually create the success that they're looking for within themselves, instead of looking externally, trying to be somebody or trying to envy and be jealous of what someone has. But as always, I have some tips for you to deal with this ugly energy of envy and lack. So here are my top four tips to overcome envy. Number one, appreciation. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you don't have. Appreciate what you will have. And be grateful. There's so many people that are in situations lesser than you that wish they could be you. When you're envying someone else who you think is better or has more or has done more or is in a different position, or that is causing your lack program to feel activated, there's always somebody in a position lower than you that wish they were in your position. Appreciate what you have. Be grateful for what you have. It's one of the best things you can do to overcome being envious, jealous, or a lacking energy of that envy for yourself. Be appreciative, be grateful for what you have, for what you don't have, and what you will attract. Number two, be aware of when you are feeling lack and envious of someone. Why are you envious? Really sit down and ask yourself why. Why am I envious of this person? Why do I feel like I have less? Why do I feel like they're superior, better, blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it? Why do you feel this way? And remember, when you notice this, don't beat yourself up. Be aware of it. Take the action. Do the let go techniques. Discover why. Really discover the why. And don't beat yourself up. Try to push forward. Make an active attempt to overcome this envy and figure it out. But you're human. Do not beat yourself up. This is something that a lot of us are being trained without knowing through social media and technology and things like that to envy other people and want to drive and strive and be more. But we're never meant to feel like we're in lack. Be very aware. Understand why. And don't beat yourself up. Number three, set goals. If you admire someone and you would like to do something similar to what they're doing or live a lifestyle that they're living, whatever the case is, admire that individual and set goals to get there. When you are envious, you just feel like a victim. You feel that lack energy. Why are they so lucky? Why them? Why this? Why that? And you don't take action. You're a victim. When you admire someone and set goals, you appreciate the things that they've done. You are not hoping on a downfall from them. You are not jealous of what they have. You admire their hard work. You admire the things that they've done to get there. And that's what you're role modeling off of. The hard work, the dedication, the things that it takes to get to that position. So set goals, understanding what you need to do and how you're going to do it and where you're going to go. But two, understand what it's going to take to become that thing or that person that you are role modeling. You're admiring. You're not jealous, envy, or kind of in that lack state of that other person. You are looking on how to get there while appreciating what you have and where you're at right now. And number four, visualization. Guys, this is such an important tool, and it's so powerful for you guys to use. Imagine yourself as the person you want to be, and then do it. Set those goals, understand what it takes, really understand who that person is. If you can visualize it down to the T and know every single aspect of it in your mind before it happens, it already has happened. You are acclimating to that energy because you have set those goals. You understand what it is you want to be, and you're visualizing every day. You are attracting these things into your life. You're not chasing it. You are attracting it because you know you deserve it. And if you think you deserve it, if you believe you deserve it, then you cannot be in lack. You cannot envy someone. Because you already have it, you just haven't got it yet. And I think that's very important. So the four tips that I have to overcome envy is have appreciation and be grateful for what you have. Number two is be aware of why you're envious of someone. And remember, don't beat yourself up. Three, set goals. Get role models, set the goals, and go out and take action, crush it. And number four, visualize who this person is or what it is that you want. Understand, be grateful of what you have, be very aware of your energies, set those goals, and go ahead and achieve them and become that person that you know you are set out to be. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet, and you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below. As always, until next time, stay inspired.